This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Roseanne in South Haven. Roseanne says, my mom passed away and I'm an only child. All of my mother's pension and benefits went to my daddy. He's getting remarried and his wife is his beneficiary. If he dies, she gets everything. How do I get my dad to see this isn't right? Well, first her mom.
Well, how do you get your dad to see this ain't right? I mean, I don't see how he don't see it ain't. I mean,
right.
I understand leaving your wife something, but to not leave you anything don't make no sense. It just don't make no sense. So,
what about her mom?
I think the only thing you could do is sit down and talk to him and say, Dad, don't you think it would only be right that in the event that something happened to you, I'm the only child. I'm the only surviving link to you and mom that I would but then you asking to be the benefit of their death. I think you may be having more of a problem with the woman getting to be the beneficiary than anything else. That could be it for you. A little jealousy in that he's remarrying and now she gonna get the benefits. And I understand where you're coming from. It's a fair thought to have, but I don't know how to approach the conversation with him. I really don't. I'm going to just be honest with you. I don't know what to say.
What did her mom say?
Daddy don't like her like that.
Really.
Obviously.
I mean, you know, I mean, you're the only child. What you should do is just go on about your business. You know, live your life.
That's what she's going to have to do. Yeah.
Yeah, because there ain't no cavalry coming over the hill. So,
yeah,
you ain't getting this house, you ain't getting these cars, you ain't fixed to get nothing. That's it. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, sorry about that, Roseanne. Moving on to Shelton in Richmond. Shelton says, I have a trip planned for my wife and I to celebrate her birthday in D.C. Her best friend said she wants to do something totally different for her birthday. Should I change my plans based on what her friend said, or do I take my wife to D.C.?
Hold on, wait a minute. I missed something, Shirley. Say that again.
Okay. So this is from Shelton in Richmond. He says he planned a whole trip for him and his wife to celebrate his wife's birthday in D.C., but his wife's best friend said that his wife wants to do something totally different for her birthday. So the husband, Shelton, is asking, should he change his plans based on what his wife's girlfriend said, or should he just go ahead and take his wife to D.C.?
Yep, change your plans, dog.
The best friend, no.
Mm-hmm. Yep, she know, dog. And her wife. Let me tell you what probably happened. Girl, put this in his ear so he don't mess this up.
Because that's what we do.
because they will go to their girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And if her girlfriend came to you, that's a blessing, dog. That way you can't get this wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can go to D.C. And now she'll go to D.C. But sitting there the whole time wishing her ass was out at the vineyards in San Francisco. You done took me up here to damn D.C., see this White House. And don't mess around and let Trump win. Now, we up here at the White House and his ass is in there. Hey, man, don't take your wife up there. Listen to the girlfriend.
Okay. His feelings hurt, though, dog.
Listen to the girlfriend. Mm. Y'all know, but you better be your feelings hurt than hers.
Really? Okay.
Oh, way better to have your feelings hurt than hers. See, you can fix your feelings. You got to deal with her feelings.
It won't be pretty.
See, when I get my feelings hurt, I go somewhere and sit my little sorry ass down and work through it.
And get over it.
Give me a cigar, you know. Give me a cigar, call a couple of my boys. They got some foul ass jokes. My dude's jokes is
hard.
I'm talking about They hard, man. The average person, man, they
like
can't
for
even.
What would they say, for instance? Man, dog, you gone. What? What do they say to you? What?
Hey, man, these three babies was crossing the street. Now, right there, do you know, I already know this joke ain't finna be good. Because some gonna have one of these babies. Aww. And they be on here hollering, man. These three babies are crossing the street. And wow. I said, oh, man, God. So that type joke.
Yeah.
Where, like, the setup can't be good.
So they're not even trying to console you at all.
Oh,
that's
no.
not their
no,
purpose.
No, that's how they do it.
Okay.
No, that's how they do it.
All right.
So.
So listen to the girlfriend, you're saying. All right. Fine. Moving on to Amanda and Joliet. Amanda says, a guy that I'm casually dating was waiting by my apartment with flowers when I got home. He said he rode through the gate behind someone else because he was trying to surprise me. He doesn't see what he did wrong, so I stopped talking to him. Why does he think it's okay to sneak past my security gate?
I know that's right,
yeah. Lady. Well, okay. Okay, lady, but, you know. I consider that, you know, that's effort to me. That's I'm trying to surprise you. I snuck in behind somebody. I'm casually dating you. I bought you flowers. He wasn't sitting in your living room.
If he could have,
he was outside.
It looked like.
And he bought
yeah.
you flowers. Well, you know, that's your sorry ass security. Well, what you mad at me for?
But, Steve, from a female perspective, though, that's kind of scary. It is.
I can understand it from a female's perspective, what you said. Mm-hmm. I don't think he meant no harm. I think he was trying to show a really, really gesture of how to do it. And I think it's gangster. Now, if you don't want no dude with no gangster in him, mm-hmm. just go and get the little punk ass dude at the gate. They wouldn't let me in the gate, so I couldn't bring you nothing. I'm going to date this little punk ass dude.
Excuse me,
so
Miss
Mandy,
you have a guest at the door?
Yeah.
Huh?
That's what you done
sounds like it.
Huh? Oh, dog, I'm done everything. I'm climbing fences, everything. I don't even know what the problem is.
But see, back in the day, it wasn't as scary as it is now.
Well, I can understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, he knows.
I don't know.
To send the flowers.
He would circumvent my security. Your security weak. Two cars went through. Your damn gate
was casually scary.
Time.
Yeah. As a single woman, I
would. Well, stop dating him then and go find somebody else. Throw a good man out the window because he did something extra. He tried to do something and he was gangster with it. Now, I'm telling you, lady, if your man ain't got a little bit of gangster in him, just a little bit,
mm-hmm.
little That's hood in him, that ain't a lot.
Yeah,
I'm glad she came home by herself.
Yeah, I think it is.
All right. Well, now, if he was sitting up in your living room, all right.
Well.
But he was outside with the flowers. Mm-hmm. I snuck in behind another car, wanted to surprise you. Now, you scared.
Right.
Okay, well, maybe you need to quit dating. You too.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.